Hello, and thanks for listening to the January edition of Eurofocus, a view from Washington, the CSIS Europe Program's new podcast series. The Europe Program will be producing monthly audio podcasts on topical and timely issues in European affairs and transatlantic relations in order to supplement ongoing program activities. Today we are joined by Heather Conley, Director and Senior Fellow of the Europe Program here at CSIS, to discuss the launch of the Spanish presidency of the EU. So, Heather, how does Spain's presidency differ from previous presidencies in light of the implementation of the Lisbon Treaty?
Well, as this is the beginning of a new year, the Spanish EU presidency marks somewhat of an out with the old and in with the new. The problem is there's still going to be old and there's going to be something new, and no one quite knows how that new shape will form. Let's talk about the old. This is the six-month EU rotating presidency, and Spain will be the EU president for the next 6 months. The new is that we have a new structure within the European Union and two new positions, which will in fact overshadow what was traditionally a very prominent role that the rotating presidency would hold. So both Spain and the new Brussels configuration have to work together over the next 6 months to transition from a rotating presidency to a more emboldened and effective and efficient Brussels strategy. Now, you have personalities, of course, at play. You have the Spanish Prime Minister Zapatero, as well as the new European Union President, Herman Van Rompuy. You also have a new High Representative for Foreign Affairs in Baroness Catherine Ashton. And this will be an interesting personality dance to see who is taking the lead on what issues and having more prominence at what summit. So it's certainly something to watch very carefully over the next 6 months.
What are some of Madrid's priorities for its presidency?
Well, the Spanish have articulated four key priorities. The first priority is, not surprisingly, the economy and jobs. Not unlike in the United States, the European economies writ large have been suffering from the global economic crisis. Some of that suffering has been cushioned a bit in 2009, but much of the challenges of high deficits, increased public spending, are starting to harm the European economies. So that will be priority number one, both for the EU presidency and as well as the European Commission. The second priority is, as I mentioned, adjusting to this new world of the post-Lisbon Treaty structures and creating all of the new independent services and new positions that entails. And there's a great deal of confusion of what that will look like and how that will be implemented. The third priority is what the Spanish are terming citizenship. And citizenship is basically, again, getting to the fact that the EU seems to be a very distant entity from the European public, and using the various new tools, Citizens Initiative, where citizens can write in and prod European parliamentary members to look at issues, or making sure that the public's voice is fully heard in all EU institutions and on EU subject matter. And the fourth and probably the most challenging is the Spanish want to see the EU grow into a global foreign policy player. That will be, again, part of the challenge of the old and the new systems coming together. And to be a global player, you have to speak with one unified voice. And that has been a great challenge for the European Union, particularly on foreign and security policy, having 27 nations speak effectively with one voice.
What potential problems or crises could Zapatero's government face in the next 6 months?
This is always the challenge of any EU rotating presidency, expecting the unexpected. The last presidency, which the Swedes held, we were anticipating significant external crises that may have challenged or changed the Swedish agenda. I have a feeling for this presidency, although we don't know the unknown, and there could be some important foreign policy topics that will dramatically change their own agenda, I would suspect that most of the crises will come from within Europe, and that, again, is pointing to the economy, to the job situation, working more closely with the United States on counterterrorism, the creation of a more robust European justice and home affairs to work effectively with the United States. But I would suspect in the earliest weeks of the presidency, most likely in February, the European Union will obviously track very closely Iran and seeing where that response goes to providing enhanced sanctions. Again, we're watching closely Russian dialogue with Belarus and potentially Ukraine on continued energy issues that may cause potential problems. And then finally, Turkey. Turkey's future path forward towards its membership to the European Union is in question. And how the Spanish address that issue, Spain is in favor of Turkish membership into the EU, how Brussels addresses that issue, but most importantly, how perhaps Berlin and Paris see Turkey's evolving role will certainly provide some important information for us to follow in the next 6 months.
You can find out more about the Europe Program and our new podcast series by visiting www.csis.org/Europe.